Okay, 569.
Authorize a competitive solicitation for the purchase of water system hydrants and valves at an estimated cost of $5,220,000.
Mr. Fish?
This is a reasonably straightforward procurement. I'm going to turn it over to Dave Peters.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Mayor Hales and Commissioners. The purpose of this legislation is to authorize a competitive solicitation via an invitation to bid, which will be administered by the City Procurement Office. The intent of the invitation to bid will be to select a qualified vendor to enter into a five-year agreement to purchase hydrants and valves for our water system in support of the work completed under the Water Bureau's Hydrant Installation and Replacement Program. This new five-year agreement will support the Water Bureau's current asset management strategies in an effort to maintain our 14,200 fire hydrants and 47,000 valves in our system. This program has grown from replacing 100 hydrants and 225 valves a year in 2011 at a cost of about $300,000. And if you're doing the math on that, like I do as an engineer, that's a replacement cycle of 140 to 200 years on those components. And these are moving parts that don't last that long. We've also had difficulty with that we have hydrants that are near 100 years old that are obsolete, we can no longer get parts for. So based on that, our improved efforts through our asset management, we're replacing 300 hydrants and 700 valves a year at a cost of $900,000 a year. The Water Bureau will maintain this level of replacement over the next 5 years, and these levels are set based on addressing those life cycle replacement lives, the hydrants that are obsolete, which we can no longer get parts for, addressing out-of-service hydrants and valves, and installing new valves when pipe replacements expand our system. At this point, I'd like to have Annette Dabaczynski talk about the proposed agreement.
Thank you, Dave. Good morning, Commissioners, Mayor. The city's current price agreement for hydrants and valves will shortly reach its five-year term and contract dollar limit, and the Water Bureau is interested in a new solicitation to ensure competition and obtain the best value to our customers. The estimated value of the proposed procurement is $5.2 million and is intended to last 5 years. For the new price agreement, the Water Bureau estimated an expenditure of approximately $900,000 in the first year, increasing by 5% per year, to account for increase in material cost for the next 5 years. The Water Bureau plans to continue its pace of system maintenance to include approximately 300 hydrant installations and replacements and 700 valve installations and or replacements per year during the period of the requested procurement. Per city code, due to the estimated value, the annual cost of more than $500,000, the Water Bureau is requested to complete an ordinance to obtain City Council's authorization to conduct the procurement action and to authorize the Chief Procurement Officer to execute a contract and agreement. The ongoing purchase of hydrants and valves through a competitive solicitation will ensure the best value for the City of Portland residents, knowing the hydrants and valves will be well-maintained and replaced when needed. The Bureau's confidence level for the procurement action is the estimated cost, and the estimated cost is marginal. The Portland Water Bureau plans to continue its pace of system maintenance to include approximately 300 hydrant installations and replacements of 700 valve installations and replacements each year during the period of this requested procurement. Per City Procurement Office, a formal information to bid, an ITB, will be used in accordance to the code, City Code 533. Bids will be accepted by City Procurement using an online reverse auction process. In closing, we ask that you please accept this ordinance requesting authorization to begin this competitive solicitation for the purchase of the fire hydrants and valves in support of the Water Bureau's hydrant installation and replacement program. Thank you.
I hear you right. You have 14,000 hydrants?
14,200 hydrants, yeah, in our system.
So now at 300 a year, you're on a 46-year cycle, right? That's good. That's better. Dumb question. Are these bronze or are they steel? I mean, do they...
Well, there's various components. The bodies themselves are ductile iron, and then the interior components are, there's brass and steel on the interior components.
So the parts that move are not ferrous?
Right.
Okay. Just seem like they might rust if they're not used very often. I know the firefighters go out and test them periodically, or maybe the Water Bureau does, but...
Yeah, we both do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why is the cost confidence level marginal?
So it's based on an estimate. We're looking to actually possibly save costs because of the type of solicitation. We can talk a little bit about the solicitation of the ITB, which is going to then follow the reverse auction. So it could actually end up being pretty low or high, at a higher level.
You lost me a bit on that one. So is the answer, are you using the term marginal because you think that given the way you're doing this procurement, there could be savings beyond what you're currently anticipating? So the price
could be going below,
going south, not north? Because the concern that we would have, of course, is if you're unsure about your estimate and it goes north. But it sounds to me like you're hedging against the fact that it could come in below estimates.
Correct, sir, yes.
That's a problem we'd be happy to have.
And the final contract comes back to council for approval?
It does.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Other questions? Thank you all very much. Thanks.
Thank
anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then it rolls forward to second reading next week.
Thanks, Jim.